Namo Buddhaya. Welcome to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mahameonawa. I'm so glad that you're joining us so we can spend time together now as Kalyanamitta. Do you remember that word, Kalyanamitta? It means a special kind of friend who likes to help us practice the Supreme Buddha's teachings. That's what we're going to do together today, practice the Supreme Buddha's teachings. It's so important to have friends like all of you, so we can encourage each other to do good things and give up doing bad things. In the sermon today, we'll learn a very important story from one of the Supreme Buddha's previous births, when he was the Bodhisatta. The Bodhisatta offered to help someone, but then changed his mind when that person was mean to him. Has that ever happened to you? We try to help someone, and then they're not very nice to us? It's a very bad situation, isn't it? So, from this story, we'll learn about how we need to treat people kindly, especially when they're trying to help us. We'll also recite the Mitta Nisangsa Sutta on the benefits of having good friends. So, get your Paritta book ready, or click on the show notes link to read it online. Now let's go for refuge and take the five precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me. Say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, and to realize the Four Noble Truths. In this Gautama Buddha's dispensation, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo Buddhaya. Meritorious children, in our lives, we sometimes hear someone blaming us. And sometimes we also do the same thing to others, saying harsh words and telling unpleasant words to others, calling them with ugly names, like that. So, according to Buddha's teachings, it is not a good thing to do. It's a very bad thing. So, because of not knowing that these things are very bad, we used them in the past, and also we got bad results from them. Like, our friends sometimes broke up with us, and sometimes we got bad reputation with our bad words, and sometimes we were blamed by others with same kinds of words. Therefore, Supreme Buddha says, same thing happens all the time in this world. So even in Buddha's time, some people used to say bad words to others. So one day in Buddha's time, there were 6 monks. It was a group with 6 monks. They always used to do some bad things. Like, for a little reason, in a little problem, they blame each other and they say harsh words. They come to a battle. So, this case was informed to the Supreme Buddha, and then Supreme Buddha called them and asked them, is that true, monks? You are saying harsh words all the time, even for a little reason, in a little problem. You hurt each other, you shoot each other with the arrows called bad words. Then they said, yes, Bhante. Then Supreme Buddha says, monks, even animals don't like harsh words. What about humans? In the past, because of being told bad words, one animal made his master lost 1,000 gold coins. Then other monks said, the Blessed One, we would like to listen to that story which is covered with time. Then Supreme says, in the past, monks, there was a king called Gandhara. At that time, our Bodhisattva, the Buddha-to-be, was born in the caste of cows. He was a cow. So, at that time, he was fed by a Brahmin, so that Brahmin considered him as his own child. So he fed that cow and looked after him, and he bathed him like that. So later, that cow became a very big and strong cow. So our Bodhisattva, that cow thought that Brahmin worked hard to feed me. Therefore, I need to do something in return. Then one day he went to the Brahmin and said, Brahmin, go to a rich person and make a bet that I have a cow who can pull 100 carts at once. So then that Brahmin went to a rich person and made a bet. Then on the day when the performance comes to be, that Brahmin made that cow tied to 100 carts filled with sand and stones, and he addressed that cow with bad words. So our Bodhisattva heard that bad words and he felt very strange, because all the time he was asked with pleasant words, like my son, because Brahmin considered him as his own son. So he didn't pull carts. So that Brahmin lost money. And then on that day, he was laying down on his bed. So then our cow went to the Brahmin and asked, why Brahmin? Are you sleeping? He said, how can I sleep? I lost 1,000 gold coins. Then cow said, Brahmin, why did you address me with unpleasant words? Am I a bad cow? Have I ever destroyed your belongings? Have I ever misbehaved? Then Brahmin said, no, my son, never ever you have misbehaved. So then Brahmin go back to that rich person and make another bet with 2,000 gold coins and never address me with bad words. Then, dear children, that Brahmin went back to that rich person and made a bet again. On that day, he addressed Bodhisattva or the cow with pleasant words. My son, please pull these 100 carts at once. My beautiful cow, please pull all these carts at once. So, with those words, our Bodhisattva took whole strength and at once started pulling 100 carts until the last cart come to the place where the first cart was. So in this way, the Brahmin win the bet and he win 2,000 gold coins. And they received more gifts on that place. Therefore, Brahmin and they received more money. So in this way, Supreme Buddha says that even animals don't like to hear bad words. What about humans? Therefore, monks shouldn't use words that make others down or mean words. So, dear children, throughout this story and throughout the advice of Supreme Buddha, we need to learn for our life that saying harsh words, saying unpleasant words, and calling others with ugly names is very bad and very unpleasant and not acceptable in this world. Therefore, if we're going to be Supreme Buddha's sons and daughters who improve good qualities in their life and who are going to make their life successful, we need to add this beautiful quality into our lives. from now on. So please let's determine that we would never ever say harsh words or ugly names. We wouldn't call others with ugly names anymore. Then little by little, we also wouldn't get bad names from others or making fun on us. So in this way, we would get resolved in this life and in next life. So we learn that it's a new good quality we can practice from now on. And then monks, parents and teachers, good friends and everyone in the world would like us, would like to associate with us. And they will help us when we get into trouble. And we also would love our own lives more. And we would be able to escape from this long samsaric journey by cultivating many good qualities. So I wish you, with the blessings of the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, may we all have chance to cultivate this new quality from now on and to get happiness from Buddha's teachings. Namo Buddhaya.
Sadhu, sadhu, I worship the Supreme Buddha. Sadhu, sadhu, I worship the Supreme Dhamma. Sadhu, sadhu, I worship the Supreme Sangha. Sadhu, sadhu, I worship the Supreme Sangha. Sadhu, sadhu, I worship the Supreme Triple Gem. May I have refuge from the Supreme Buddha. Being able to recall the Supreme Dhamma, thinking of the Mahasangha's virtue, who followed the path to find out the Four Noble Truths, I show respect to the Supreme Triple Gem. May I be blessed in this Gautama dispensation. I worship the Supreme Buddha. I worship the Supreme Dhamma. I worship the Supreme Sangha. I worship the Supreme Triple Gem.
Paritta chanting, Mitta Nisangsa Sutta. Now we're going to recite the Mitta Nisangsa Sutta. If you have a copy of the Mahameonawa Pali English Paritta chanting book, you can turn to page 155. These were verses spoken by the Supreme Buddha in another one of his previous lives as a bodhisatta. You know that friendships are one of the most important things we can have in life, aren't they? If you ask your parents, I'm sure they can even tell you about friends that they still have, even from when they were your age. When we're friends with good people, our life is very solid. The Buddha gives a beautiful simile in the last verse of this sutta. Have you ever seen a banyan tree before? In Sinhala, we call them nuguruka. A banyan tree has hundreds or even thousands of roots that come down from the branches and make it very, very solid in the ground. A tree like that can never be blown over by the wind, can it? Well, listen carefully to the last verse to hear how someone with good friends is like that banyan tree. Now let's chant together.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Pahuta bhakkho bhavati vipavutto sakaghara bahunang upajivanti yomitanan dubhati.
He who maintains genuine friendship will, whenever he goes far out of his home, receive an abundance of hospitality. Many will obtain they are living through him.
Yang yang janapadang yati nigame rajadhaniyo sabbath pujito hoti yomitanan dubhati.
He who maintains genuine friendship will, whatever country, village or town he visits, be honored everywhere.
Nasa chora pasahanti nati manyeti khatiyo sabbe amitte tarati yomitanan dubhati.
He who maintains genuine friendship will not be overpowered by robbers. The king will not look down upon him. He will triumph over all his enemies.
Akuddho sagharangeti sabhaya patinandito jnatinam uttamo hoti yomitanan dubhati.
He who maintains genuine friendship returns home with feelings of kindness, rejoices in the assemblies of people, and becomes the chief among his relatives.
Sakkatva sakkato hoti garu hoti sagarvo vanna kitti bhato hoti yomitanan dubhati.
He who maintains genuine friendship, being hospitable to others, in turn receives hospitality. Being respectful to others, in turn receives respect. He enjoys both praise and beauty.
Pujako labhate pujang vandako pativandanam yaso kittincha pappoti yomitanan dubhati.
He who maintains genuine friendship, being a giver, in turn he receives gifts. Being worshipful to others, in turn he is worshipped. He attains prosperity and fame.
Agyatha pajjalati devatava virochati siriya ajahito hoti yomitanan dubhati.
He who maintains genuine friendship shines like a fire and is radiant as a deity. Never will prosperity forsake him.
Gavo tassa pajayanti khette uttang viruhati puttanam phalamasnati yomitanan dubhati.
He who maintains genuine friendship will have many breeding cattle. What is sown in the field will flourish. His children will achieve success in life.
Darito pabbatato va rukhato patito naro chuto patithang labhati yomita nannadu bhati.
He who maintains genuine friendship, should he fall from a cliff, mountain or tree, he will always be protected.
Virulhamula santanang nigrodhamiva maluto amitana pasahanti yomitanannadu bhati.
He who maintains genuine friendship cannot be overthrown by enemies. Even as the deep-rooted banyan tree cannot be uprooted by the wind.
Etena satchena suvatti hotu.
By this truth, may there be well-being.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
We're so happy you were able to join us today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. Could you draw a picture of the story that we learned about the Bodhisattva when he was born as a beautiful bull? The monks would really like to see that. Why don't you draw one and send us a photo? We may even share it with other kids on Facebook. Now let's share merits. Today, by body, speech, and mind, you've done many wholesome actions, and when we do those wholesome actions, we like to share the merit with others. So, may all heavenly beings rejoice in this merit. May our teacher, Lokasoyin Hongsa, may our parents, our relatives, our friends, may they all rejoice in this merit, and may they soon experience for themselves the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.